This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony today. Last night and every other Wednesday, we have two children. They're 5 years old, Amelia and Leo, and they run through the church. And I remembered at Monsignor Walsh's church, there was running in the spirit. So I said, let's run in the spirit tonight. And the people took off running around the church, running around the church, running around the church, running in the spirit. They weren't pew potatoes. They were runners in Jesus' name. And I said a word because I was feeling people was uncomfortable. And I said, you know, you may be uncomfortable, but the Lord wants you here. He wants you here. He wants you here. He wants you here. You've come for a reason, and that reason you alone know. Maybe you don't know it, and God alone knows it and going to give it to you. It's just that way. So running in the Spirit was a new phenomenon, but I should have thought about that a long time ago, because these two children, beautiful children, running up and down, they're not bothering us. They're praising God. They're doing what little children do. They're not making noise. They're just running and running and running. And all the adults began to run and run and run all through the church. How wonderful. How wonderful. The church is alive. It is not dead. It's alive. We are not having a funeral. You know what funeral means? If you spell it out, real fun. I'm telling you, we're having real fun on a Wednesday night. Real fun. Not a funeral, but a victory march. Oh! A victory march. It's real. It's real. And people need to come and see it and come and take part of it. I remember many years ago in the year 2000, the Globe put us from the espousal that we were praying in tongues, that we were singing, that we were dancing, that we were jumping. And Eleanor McCullen had the Globe that day. And she said, I'm going to go see what's happening at the espousal retreat house. And she came. And I spoke so long, she said, I'm never coming back again. But the next week, she said, maybe I'll come back again. And he won't speak that long. And she came back again. And what happened? I spoke longer. And you know what? When she was about to get up and leave, the heaviness of the glory, the Kabod Yahweh, came upon her. And she started to weep and weep and weep and weep. I tell you, this is what it's all about. It's not about us. It's about the Kabod Yahweh, the heavy presence of God. We remember in Chronicles, after the temple was blessed, dedicated is the word for them, what happened is that the Kabod Yahweh, the real presence of God, came into the place, and the priests couldn't minister. They were all on their faces because the heaviness of God, it's not a bad heaviness. It's a wonderful heaviness. It's glory. It's glory personified. And you see, these are the things that happen when you get set free. We went by yesterday in Petersham, Marge Broccoli's house, and I started to pray for her, for Marge Broccoli, that the Lord would bless her. She might be in heaven right now. She didn't like Catholics, but that's all right. She was filled with the Spirit of God, and she let us use her house to preach in. So we went by her house, and I've started to pray for her just for a couple of seconds. Maybe she's in heaven. I have no idea. She was kind of old when we knew her, and now I'm 77. And how old is Marge Broccoli? She might be in her 90s if she's still living. But you see, she invited us, young people, 21, 22 years old, to her house to praise the Lord and to get Petersham converted. And you know what happened? That's exactly what happened. Many, many people came, young people with many children. They got babysitters, and they came to hear the word of God, and they came for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Have you received the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Has it come upon you? I tell you, I would not be here today if that last Sunday in August 1968, Jesus baptized me in the Holy Spirit before I knew there was a baptism in the Holy Spirit. I would not be here today. I would be, I don't know, griping about the church. We're no time to gripe. We've got to praise. We've got to worship. We've got to glory. No time to gripe. We need to pray for the church. We need to pray for the priests. We don't need to gripe. It doesn't do any good. It just makes you dark and gives you discouragement. And you know what the walking stick of the devil is? Discouragement.
The children led us into a new realm of glory. It was prophetic. As we watched the children sprint up and down the aisles like they were chasing an angel, it activated something in the atmosphere. And as we as adults followed the children's lead, the Lord said, as you are running in the physical, I am releasing acceleration in the spirit. As you are running in my glory, I am releasing acceleration in the spirit. Because in the kabod, in the glory of God, there becomes an ease on your life. God, heaven came to earth last night. But that is what we are praying. That is what we are called to do. Be a vessel of heaven to release heaven upon earth. And when heaven comes upon earth, there becomes an ease upon your life. Healings start to occur. Provision is released. Demons start to become expelled. Jesus came to release, install a kingdom. A kingdom. And in that kingdom, there is power. In that kingdom, there is provision. In that kingdom, there is everything of heaven. And we are created to be the kingdom enforcers. We were decreeing healing. We were decreeing and expelling demons. We were releasing the power and the glory of God. The Lord had showed a vision of just angels being released into the church, that the Lord opened a portal and released his angels, angels of deliverance, angels of healing, angels of provision, angels, whatever angel that, whatever the need was met, the Lord released an angel to meet it. And in the glory before we pray, angels were ministering to each and every person in that church. Before we prayed, it said, we will pray, but it's not about a person laying hands upon you. It is what God is releasing by the power of his spirit, by the power of the angelic realm. You know, before Jesus comes into a room, the angels always go before him, and the angels create an atmosphere fit for the king to walk into, to prepare the way for the Lord, that we are called to be the living tabernacles of God, that we house Jesus today. You house Jesus. You are called to be on fire for God and to release, to be a portal from heaven to earth, that when someone runs into you, they run into another dimension. They run into the dimension of heaven.
And that fire is what destroys cancer.
Yes.
We pray for people with cancer. And we command in Jesus' name that the fire of God would burn it out to the very roots, to the very roots, to the very roots.
3 weeks ago, two women came because they were having fertility issues. And we commanded the fire of God burn out everything that was creating these fertility issues in their womb. And we asked the Father to release life, to release babies into their womb. And we found out last week that they're both pregnant. In Jesus' name, a week apart each.
Hallelujah. You see, it's all so simple. You can be doing the same thing. You see, when they were in the day of Pentecost, they were in one place. You've got to be in the place where the Spirit of God is falling. If you're not in the place, you're not going to get it. If you go outdoors and it's raining and you have your umbrella out, You're not going to get wet. But if you walk in the rain, you'll get soaked.
Amen.
We need the rain of the Holy Spirit. So many times at Holy Rosary, we would feel drops of rain falling on us. We would feel drops of rain. It wasn't anything leaking from the pipes. It was from heaven. How we need the things of heaven. Jesus said, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven." It's all about heaven. And who talks about heaven? Anthony and I were having lunch at the monastery with priests and young guys, and one was a seminarian. His name was Mark. And we were talking about the necessity to preach the Lord Jesus Christ because people are going to hell. I don't care what they thought. People are going to hell because we've held back the Lord Jesus Christ. We have not preached Jesus in season and out of season. And we think everybody's going to heaven. Well, I'm telling you, Jesus said, it's a narrow road, and he's the narrow road. He's the narrow road. Getting through him, with him, and in him, having your life buried in his sacred heart, things begin to happen. And it's for you. It's for you. You might say, I'm too old. You're never too old. You're never too old. You know, you go out. Where do we live in the kingdom on the earth? It's the kingdom of thingdom. Earth, it given us the kingdom of thingdom. A new car, a new house, a new brooch, a new this, a new that. And everything wears out. Everything wears out. But I'm going to tell you, what happened to me in 1968 has not worn out. It is not worn out. It's still alive. And it's still alive, bearing fruit by the grace of the living God.
More. So that was a word for so many people, that God has more for you, more for his life. God's glory is ever growing. God's kingdom is ever expanding in your life. When we started the School of the Holy Spirit, Father Tom started in a wheelchair. And night one, we did a fire tunnel where everyone lay hand and we pushed Father Tom through the fire tunnel in the wheelchair. And then tell him what happened.
I got up and walked. I'm not taking anything to help me walk now. By the grace of God.
We got out of the wheelchair. We left the walker behind. And Father's walking how God ordained him.
And we were at the monastery. And there's lots of walking that you have to do.
If you want to eat, you got to walk. To the cafeteria.
And you've got to walk a long distance. I'm not going to tell you it's easy because I'm kind of big and out of breath sometimes. But I did it every single day by the grace of God.
And then tell them what happened with the new tongues after the fire tunnel.
I got new tongues. I couldn't do them now because I can't do it unless the Spirit gives me that. And I got these new tongues and I kept on praying. These new tongues over people going through the fire tunnel.
And you got so fired up. How much
sleep?
Yeah,
I got so fired up that I didn't go to sleep all night. 36 hours.
Oh!
Without sleep. But you see, it was worth it. It was worth it. People were blessed. People were delivered. People were healed.
And Father woke up the next morning. 8 o'clock, he came out of his room with his shirt unbuttoned. No walker, no wheelchair, saying, Anthony, I can walk. He looked like Lazarus coming out of the tomb.
These are the things that happen. These are the things that have they. When we started the School of the Holy Spirit, I was in a wheelchair. They were wheeling me around every place I went. But you see, slowly but surely, God started to move. Did I feel anything? I'm going to tell you, I felt nothing. But I started to walk. And now I'm walking, and I'm walking, and I'm walking. It's the gift of God to walk. Do you walk? It's the gift of God. There are so many people that come to us that cannot walk because their knees are bad. If you walk, praise God that you're able to walk.
Not only is Father walking, he's prophesying. He has a prophetic flow like I've never heard. There was a priest who came for the silent retreat from New York. And the cell phones aren't supposed to work at Petersham. But somehow Father Tom got the only cell phone that works. And the man came for a silent retreat. But instead he heard Father Tom prophesying on the phone for 8 hours a day, all day long. I know, because I could hear him through the wall.
So we say, God, open us up to the word of God. For I tell you, my people, you are my people. You belong to me. You do not belong to the world. I have called you out of the world. I've called you out of the world. You belong to me. You are mine. You have been grafted on to the olive tree because you are Gentiles. You have been grafted on. And the same food that goes through the olive tree goes through the grafted on things. You grafted on to the olive tree, which is Israel, which is the church. We need to know that. If you don't believe me, you read Romans 9, 10, and 11.
At the School of the Holy Spirit, for so long I heard Father talking about smells of the Spirit, smells of heaven. And I believed it, but I've never experienced. And Father would preach about being in the church and smelling an apple orchard. But on the last day, all of a sudden, it was like we were in a valley of flowers. And I could just smell the smells of heaven. I could smell the flowers, the most beautiful heavenly smell. And it was released. And as I smelled that, I could just feel heaven coming upon. We sit beneath the
apple tree.
Beneath the smells of heaven.
Show me your face. We watch and pray and sing and play. Show me your face. Show me your face, O Lord. Show me your face. Show me your face, O Lord. Show me your face. There was a person I prayed with last night, and I got a prophetic word. I saw a face, and I said, the Lord shows you the face of Jesus. The Lord is showing you the face of Jesus, filled with the glory of God, filled with the power of God. Oh, yes, the face of Jesus. Wonderful, awesome. I've never seen it, but I prophesied for this person. Wonderful. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like his face. There's no one like his face. His face burns with love for people who are lost. Are you lost today? His face burns for you. He loves you. He calls you to be his own. Oh, yes, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you because God wants you to see the face of Jesus. He wants you to experience the love of God poured out by the Holy Spirit. That's what he wants. But you need to say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. That's all you need to say. Yes, Lord, I'll do anything. Yes, Lord, I'll do anything. I need it. I'm desperate. I'm desperate. I'll do anything. I'll do anything. I'll go anywhere. I'll say anything.
And God wants to bring down the kingdom of God upon you. Fill all your senses. He wants you to taste the kingdom of God. See the kingdom of God. Hear the kingdom of God. Feel the kingdom of God. Let the light of heaven overshadow you. Light does not battle with darkness. Light came into the world and he overcomes it. When you're in a dark room and you flip the light switch on, there is no fight. The light overshadows it. God wants you to hear him. Yeah, I said yesterday when we were at the monastery getting gas, the Lord told me, he said, I want you to go speak to this man. And I was on the silent retreat and I ignored him. And the Lord said, Anthony, what is the good if you can hear my voice, if you will not listen to me? if you will not listen to me. Because we hear with our ears, but we listen with our heart. And we need to live from our heart. And I said, yes, Lord. And I walked over to him. And I just opened my mouth and let Jesus speak through me. And I prophesied over him. And he gave his life to Jesus. And we prayed for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And it was a 3-minute encounter. But it's up to Jesus now. You see, as we take the first step in faith, Jesus gives us a second and third and fourth. And our life unfolds in the power of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus promises to move you from glory to glory with him. But to love God is to obey his commands. To love God is to show him obedience. Obedience is the first sign of love. If we're not obedient to God, we don't truly love him. We can say it with our mouth, but the Lord wants us to say it with our actions. Not to live from our head, but to live from our heart. Because out of your heart, the anointing flows. You know, when Jesus was on this earth, he could preach for 4 hours, and everyone hung on every word he said. They would not leave until he was done talking, because his words had power. Jesus was exciting. He was enthralling. He was fully alive. He was vibrant, and that is what you are called to be as a Christian. You are called to be a lighthouse. You are called to be something different from the world, to be set apart. To be anointed to means to be set apart. God has chosen you. He has set you apart from the world. That when someone encounters you just by their spirit, they are being filled. That if Father preached for 3 hours, you would listen to him for 3 hours. Because we are grafted on the word. Because we do not live by bread alone, but every word that comes from the word of God.
Hallelujah. 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 Every word that comes from the word of God. How we need to be in that word. How we need to be in that word.
But we need to have that indwelling word in our belly, bubbling
Amen.
Up by the Holy Spirit.
Amen. I remember when I was a deacon, before I was a priest, the priest that was my counselor, he said, I'm not preaching today. I'm not ready. He said to me, would you preach? I said, oh, I'll preach.
Oh!
He said, are you ready? I says, I'm always ready.
Born ready. Father came out the womb ready to preach.
Amen. I remember when I used to go to Cape Cod, my grandfather would be in the front seat with my mother, and I would be in the back seat, and he would say to me, Tommy, you be quiet, don't say one word, because he knew I talked like a talking machine. He said, and if you keep quiet, I'll give you a dollar. I couldn't keep quiet.
Amen.
I couldn't keep quiet. I got the dollar anyway. Every one of us got the dollar. I was had to work for mine, but I couldn't keep quiet. Remember the song? I said I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I couldn't keep it to myself. But I
couldn't keep it to myself.
But I
couldn't keep it to myself.
Well, I said I wasn't gonna tell nobody, but I
couldn't keep it to myself.
What the Lord has done for me.
And that's what life's about, just speaking what the Lord has done for you. It's not about memorizing every Bible quote. It's not about being perfect. It's about being fully alive and speaking from the heart and letting Jesus anoint the words you say. You see, two people could say the same exact thing, but if you're speaking from your heart, God would put the power of God on the words you speak, and it will begin to shift the atmosphere, cut people to their heart, change people's life. After I received that baptism of the Holy Spirit, I had never read the Bible, but I knew in my belly who Jesus was, that indwelling Holy Spirit. And I got the speaker and I began to preach the love of God, the miracle power of God, the witness of what Jesus has done for me. And as I preached, people would fall out in the spirit. People would begin to cry. People would be able to get converted, because it's, you can't fake God. You can't fake the kingdom of God. You're either in it or you're not. You're either living it or you're not. You either got one foot in and one foot out, or you dove in the ocean of God's mercy. You see, James says a double-minded man is weak in all of his ways. One foot in, one foot out makes you weak. But to be all in for God, there is nothing greater. And all in means God put his power and anointing on your life.
Hallelujah. 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 I tell you, God wants to do something for you today. What do you have to do? I say yes. I say yes, Lord. I say yes, Lord.
Maybe give him a shout.
Yeah, we'll give a shout at the end. I say yes. Say it with me. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Anything, Jesus.
Anything, Jesus.
Flood my soul.
Flood my soul.
With liquid love.
With liquid love.
Fill me.
Fill me.
With the gift of the Holy Spirit.
With the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Forgive my sins.
Forgive my sins.
I'm needy.
I'm needy.
I'm poor.
I'm poor.
I need you.
I need you.
I'm desperate.
I'm desperate.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Now. Now, at the count of three, we're all going to give a big shout.
We're going to break things in the spirit.
One, two, three. Ho!
Ho! Right now, we're looking at a bottle of wine someone gave us at the School of the Holy Spirit. But in your life, it's prophetic. Because Jesus, he wants to pour out the new wine over your life. Because Jesus has a new life for you in the power of his spirit.
God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.